Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Tales from the Veg Patch, which isn't nervous making at all. This week I want to talk about leeks, because I didn't plant any last summer, couldn't stand the annual rigmarole, more of which later, and now I'm bitterly regretting it. So whilst dedicated growers are looking at the pert blue-green soldiers lining their otherwise slightly bare allotments and thanking their last year's self for making the effort, I'm looking at yet more chard for dinner, and silky leeks drenched in cheese sauce is just a dream. This essay is a love letter to leeks and happens to be taken from my cookbook, From the Veg Patch. It's the start of the leek chapter, obviously. Mostly I'll be sharing new stuff, but leeks have been so much on my mind that I thought we'd kick off here. Quick parish notice first though. If you like the next 15 minutes, please do rate the show by clicking on the stars in your chosen podcast provider, leave a comment if you fancy to, and hit subscribe. I promise I'm not going to nag you about this every week, but it really makes a difference to the success of a new podcast, so thank you very much. Right, to the leeks. The love story of the overlooked leek. There's a place in the veg drawer where all the dowdy plants get hidden. Every fridge has one. It's somewhere near the bottom, usually at the back, where the condensation gathers and light rarely penetrates. This is the home of the humdrum vegetables. The ones you bought because you were sure you'd need them, but which somehow have never seemed interesting enough to actually cook with. Here is where you will find many a leek, languishing and overlooked in favour of more enchanting types that flaunt their promise more readily. Cauliflowers, beetroot, courgettes. The leek is rarely given centre stage. It's the foundation for so many soups, stews and stocks that we'd be lost without it. I often use it in place of onion when I need a lighter, sweeter quality. Something like summer, where onions are all autumnal. But seldom is it the star of the show, always the bridesmaid, but never the bride. Which is strange, really, because they're a labour of love to grow, and given the faff involved, you'd imagine we'd treat them with more attention. First, you have to raise the seedlings. I sow Musselburgh variety, but honestly, with leeks, one variety is much the same as the next, in my view. Anyway, you sow the seeds in a nursery bed or seed tray between March and about June. Once they're pencil thick, you transplant them. Mine almost never reach this thickness in time, and I spend most of June dithering and fretting about whether they're sturdy enough to plant out yet. And they do need to be sturdy, because transplanting them is fairly traumatic, both for plant and planter. You use a dibber, it's a fat, tapered spike. I get one in my Christmas stocking almost every year, but fortunately they're endlessly useful. So you use a dibber to make a deep hole in the soil and drop a single leek into each hole before filling with water so the soil puddles in around the baby leek. With each interment you think, can this poor fragile blade of grass possibly survive being buried alive and drowned? It'll never work. But it does, every time. And all this dibbering you do in July, inevitably on a sweltering hot day when making 20 centimetre deep holes in the ground seems harder than chiselling marble, and you imagine you could puddle the little buggers in with your own sweat. It'll take all day and you'll be a sunburnt, sweaty wreck by the end of it. Your eyes will sting from sun cream, your knees will be encrusted with soil, your muscles will be shaking from the effort of getting that darn dibber deep enough. I wear gloves now after 1 year when I got a blister on the palm of my hand from excessive dibbering. When I worked at the kitchen gardens at Daresford Organic Farm, we used to lie on our fronts on the flatbed of a tractor trailer as it slowly pulled us along the row. Face to the soil, we would dibber, drop, all day until 25,000 leeks were planted. At least I was lying down, I suppose. The temptation to cut corners to make shallower holes is strong, but skimp now and your punishment will be stubby leeks later. Stubby and without the white stem, which comes from excluding light. A leek left to its own devices would have no sweet, pale stem for cooking with, hence the dibbering. Still, dibbering any number of leeks can take hours and feel like an act of devotion, so it seems odd that once grown we pay pennies for them and rarely show them much affection. And it is our loss, because leeks are wondrous things, blessed with a flavour that is both sweet and umami. They can be delicate and gentle, braised in cider, or with prawns in a pie, finished with a herby topping on a spring day. But they're equally at home paired with big, powerful flavours like chorizo or blue cheese. They hold up brilliantly against curry flavours too, and I use them in biryani, or instead of onions, in bhajis. Yes, leeks have a unique ability to please almost any plate. And a leek rescued from the crevices of the fridge will reward your love with dedication and variety. It will blossom in the warm glow of your regard. All we need to do is give it a chance to shine. When it comes to cooking, some vegetables differ greatly between varieties and you use them for different dishes accordingly. An Oregon sugar pod, for example, is nothing like an early onward. Both are peas, but the former is for eating whole and the latter definitely for podding. Cooking a beefsteak tomato is quite different from cooking a cherry tomato, and you'd do things with a French breakfast you wouldn't dream of doing with a Spanish black, which are radishes. Not so with leeks. One leek is pretty much the same as the next. A connoisseur could tell a Musselburgh from a Mammoth Blanche, but only by size. The taste's identical, I think. Exhibition growers will say that that's my inexperience showing. But I find they all harvest at the same time too, despite the seed packets telling you that one's ready for October, whereas another only by January. I grow Musselburgh. Hardy, reliable and tasty, like most leeks. The only real variable we need to concern ourselves with is whether leeks are young, summer whippersnappers, or more familiar, stout, matronly winter ones, and cook them accordingly. For whippersnappers, try a leek puff pastry tart. Spread a rectangle of puff pastry, shop-bought, obviously, let's not make life difficult for ourselves, with herby cream cheese. Yes, balsan is perfectly acceptable, leaving the border of naked pastry around the edge. Arrange whole trimmed baby leeks in a row along the length of the tart. Brush with beaten egg and bake in a hot oven, about 210 degrees C, for about 20 minutes. For stout matrons, I recommend a heart-stopping rich pasta bake of cheese sauce mixed with leeks you have sweated in butter until very, very soft. Comfort in extremis. I do not suggest making leek and potato soup. It is an insipid, gluey abomination. I will allow leeky potato mash, though, with cheese, to be served alongside sausages or pork chops, but no soup. Leeks, young or old, like fish more than almost anything else. Some sort of magic happens when a sweet, velvety leek meets fish, adding depth and interest to both in a way that an overbearing onion wouldn't have the sensitivity to manage. Try replacing shallots with thinly sliced leeks in moule marinière. Or sweat leaks in lots of butter and a splash of white wine to serve with crispy skinned fried white fish. And no fish pie, in my opinion, is complete without leeks. But enough ideas. Time for a proper recipe. One for a die-hard leek lover too. I was going to offer you a light spring dish of leeks and feta, a wonderful al fresco lunch for springtime. But it's snowing, as I write, actually snowing. So instead, here's a warming crumble. As with all the recipes in this podcast, you'll find the full method and ingredients in the show notes and on my website, kathyslack.com, and probably on Instagram too. With this one, you'll also find it in my cookbook. Leek, chestnut, and cider crumble. Straight from the good life, this one. In spirit, at least. Thrifty, wholesome, unapologetically brown. Savoury vegetable crumbles have always struck me as a bit hair-shirt, and I'm sure I'm not helping perceptions by using wholemeal flour and oats here. But this one is substantial, warming, and richly savoury. Perfect for a snowy day. The chestnuts bring a little more sweetness with the leeks for good measure, and I would gladly tuck into this on a chilly autumn or spring night on its own, though it would make a perfect side to roast chicken too. Serves two as supper, or four as a side. Melt a knob of butter in a saucepan over a low heat, add crushed garlic and a few thyme leaves and gently sweat for a moment. Pour in a bottle of cider, bring to the boil and bubble for about 3 to 5 minutes. Meanwhile, cut three leeks into 3 centimetre thick rounds and arrange in a single layer, cut side up, in an oven-proof dish about 20 by 20 centimetres. Really pack them in, no gaps. Pour the cidery liquid over the leeks and bake for 35 minutes at around 190 degrees whilst you get on with the crumble. The crumble is just a matter of rubbing cubes of cold butter into a mixture of wholemeal flour and oats. Think light and swift here, so you end up with a few dabs of butter here and there. Mix in some grated cheddar and the vac-pack chestnuts, plus a big pinch of salt. Remove the leek dish from the oven and pile the crumble on top. Now, it will look like there's too much sauce and you'll think the sauce is too thin as well, but the crumble partly dissolves into the sauce as it cooks, soaking up the cidery juices and thickening the sauce. Return to bake for 35 more minutes, by which time the crumble will be golden and crunchy on top and bubblingly tempting at the edges, at which point it's ready for you to tuck in and enjoy. You've been listening to Tales from the Veg Patch with me, Kathy Slack. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. See you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.